So yesterday, alhamdulillah, we commenced with the tafsir of Surah An-Nahl, and we went through Sheikh Muhammad Ali As-Sabuni's synopsis of the surah. It's a Makki surah, as I explained. Let's do a summary of the synopsis that we discussed yesterday. And Makki surahs deal with specific themes in the main. Iman, Tawheed, Risalat, Revelation, Resurrection, the divine powers and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this surah focuses also a lot on how Allah has blessed humans, you know, with the different sensory capacities, and how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed animals and the bee, and how this honeybee is of benefit to the human, and how animals are of benefit to the human. All of this highlighting the greatness of Allah and belief in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then the surah also highlights the consequences of rejecting these bounties of Allah. And towards the end of the surah, we are taught how to do da'wah, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed to do da'wah with wisdom and noble admonition, and to have patience and to be willing to pardon when, you know, being on this this path of da'wah. So it's named, as I said yesterday, Surah An-Nahl, because there's mention of the bee, the honeybee. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about that. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. It's 128 verses. Surah Al-Hijr was 99 verses. This is 128 verses, and it has 16 rukus. Another name is Surah An-Ni'am. Surah An-Ni'am. We discussed that as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first ayah. Ata amrullahi fala tasta'jiluh. The command of Allah has come, so do not make haste for it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. He is pure and above whatever they associate. So the first part, Allah says, Ata amrullahi fala tasta'jiluh. The command of Allah has come, so do not make haste of it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to constantly warn the mushrikeen and those who used to reject his message, that the punishment of Allah will come, and Qiyamah will come, and death will come, and there's going to be consequences. Either you'll be punished in this world, or you'll be punished in the hereafter, or you'll be punished in both places. But there will be consequences. Now, they used to then mock at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, "Well, where is it? Where is it? You say it's coming, bring it." So, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, "Listen. The Muslims will be victorious over you in this world. You will be punished at their hands in this world. Then death will overpower you. Then resurrection is also not far off." In Arabic they say, "Kullu ma huwa atin fa huwa qareeb." That which is inevitable should be considered to have already occurred. That which is inevitable should be considered to have already occurred. That's why Allah uses the past tense here and says, Ata amrullah. The command of Allah has come, meaning it's going to happen. It's already decided and decreed. It's just that it hasn't played out, but it's already there in motion. Fala tastajilu. So there's no point in you hastening it. Because by you trying to hasten it, it's not going to avoid it. And say, bring it. It's not going to avoid it, number one. Number two, by you trying to hasten it, it's not going to change the fact that you will be punished in this world and in the year after, or if not in this world, then definitely in the year after, for not accepting, for constantly rejecting the message which has been conveyed to you by your Nabi, in this case, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a verse in Surah An-Kabut, where verse 53, where Allah says, "They ask you to hasten the punishment. Had it not been for an appointed time, the punishment would have afflicted them." Allah doesn't work according to the demands of people. Allah works according to His system and His wisdom. So even if those who reject Allah's message, they come and say, bring the punishment. Allah works by His plan. Allah works by His system. Allah will not respond to that simply because the threat or the demand is being made. Yes, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does is as per the wisdom of Allah. But Allah warns that don't think that your mocking and your scoffing and your ridiculing is going to avoid it. In Surah Ash-Shura, verse 18, Allah says, They who do not believe make haste for that hour, while those who believe are fearful of it and they know that it is absolute. Qiyamah, resurrection, death, punishment, that's something that you should be fearful of. That, hey, it mustn't come before I have repented. It mustn't come before I have remedied my ways. It mustn't come before I have fixed my relationship with Allah. That is what a believer does. Unbelievers, they just wanting to mock and scoff and ridicule, rather than using this opportunity, this respite, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving them to improve their situation, to improve their relationship with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to bring faith, to become better servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then the second part of the verse, Allah says, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala amma yushrikun. He, meaning Allah, is pure and above whatever they associate. In other words, truth will triumph, and those who need to be punished will be punished. Therefore, choose the part of Tawheed and avoid the part of shirk and polytheism. Because no matter who they ascribe as partners to Allah, Allah is pure of all of those partners, and none of those partners, those believed, assumed, and supposed partners, will be able to defer or protect the wrongdoer from the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah is beyond all of that. Allah alone is in control. Allah alone is in control. So Allah is saying, if I alone am in control, I am beyond whatever they try to associate with me, then follow the path of Tawheed and avoid the path of shirk. We'll leave it there for today and for this week, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, we've commenced the tafsir of Surah An-Nahl. Slowly but surely, we're moving towards the halfway mark of the Quran Kareem. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept, and may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala enable us to implement whatever we learn from the Quran Kareem, and may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala enable us to be constantly connected with the message of the Quran.